Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Truma. The Pasuk says in the Haftarah describing Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash, Vayas Labois Chaloinei Shkufim Atumim. Shlomo HaMelech created for the Beis HaMikdash windows, Shkufim Atumim. Shkufim means which you can see through, Shakuf, seen through. They're clear, they're visible, they're open. And Atumim means that they're sealed. So were they Shakuf or were they Atum? So the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra, Parsha Lamed Aleph, Oyzayin says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Chaloinos hayu lebeis hamikdash, umihem haya oira yoytzei la'olam. There were windows in the Beis HaMikdash which sent out light to the world from within the Beis HaMikdash outward. Shenemar, Vayas laboyes chaloinos shkufim atumim. Shkufos atumis hayu. They were regular, they were open, they were shakuf, but they were also atum, they were very closed. How is that possible? Maktinois mi bifnim, umarchivois mi bachutz. These were unusual windows. They were smaller inside, they were narrow inside the Beis HaMikdash. Umarchivois, they would widen as they headed outwards. The wall was a thick wall, so as they headed through the thickness of the wall, on a slant, on an angle, they headed outwards, and they got wider and broader. Kedei lahoitzi oira la'olam, to send out light to the world. Amar Rabbi Levi, Mashal lemelech, shabana leitrachlin, Mashal to a king who built a palace. V'asachal lenoisav, he made his windows, makinas nimachutz, machivis nimifnim. Kedei lahachas arlesach, he makes the windows, fancy windows, not spare, our windows just go across, you know, straight, perpendicular from one wall to the other. But this king makes fancy windows, he has them narrower outside, and they get wider as they head inside. Why? He wants to bring light inside. The other way around. And the Medrash goes on and on, describing the special Beis HaMikdash windows, which symbolize bringing light out to the world. That's what otherwise the Pasuk could have just said, made windows. The Pasuk is coming to teach us, Shkufim Atumim, that they were narrow inside, but they got wider. When you looked at the Beis HaMikdash from outside, you saw Shkufim, and then you could see that they're getting narrower as they get inside, because the point here was, like some type of flashlight, to illuminate and bring light to other places. It didn't need light from outside. The Gemara says the same thing in Shavuos and Amalekin, that the reason why we light the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, what's it for? It's to bring light to the entire world. We know the menorah symbolizes Liman HaTorah, meaning that Torah brings light to the world. Torah illuminates. Torah gives out chachma. It doesn't need any help. We're going to explain it a little bit today. Yirtz Hashem, this is Dvarim Yiduim. We're not really saying any bit chadushim and hashkaf at all. Everybody knows this. Every ben Torah knows what we're about to say. We're just going to say over Mesikus, a little bit from the Bina Le'itim, and a little bit from the Ksav Sefer. The Bina Le'itim and Jewish Mem Gimel brings that the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Shub and Levi, Kol Mahalik Baderech, Ve'ein Imoy Leviyo, says the Gemara in Erevin, Rishub and Levi says that someone's traveling, Ve'ein Imoy Leviyo doesn't have someone, but he with him to accompany him, Yasik B'Toyra, Shenemar Ki Leviyas Chein, because Torah is a accompaniment of Chein, of beauty, of something that has favor, and Torah is a great thing to walk along with. What does this mean to say? So he explains, there's a mission, as everybody knows, Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, at the end of the second parak, Perki Abbas, it says, Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Hayoim Katzer, Vamalacha Maruba, Vapoyla Matzelim, Vasachar Harbi, Ubalabai Sichik. He says, Rabbi Tarfon says, day is very short, a lot of work to get done, the workers are lazy, there's a reward, and you're getting pushed to do it. This means to say that in all jobs, in all chachmas in the world, there's a lot of work. Every chachma in the world, every whatever endeavor you take under, there's a lot of work that's involved in it. This is speaking about Divri Chulin, according to the Bina Le'itim. But then it says, Hu ayo aymer, lo yalecha amlacha ligmur, le'atem en chayon li'batla bimeno, etc., etc., at the end of the second parak in Abbas. This is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's work is a whole different story. Why? So he goes through a number of differences. I'd like to focus on one. Regular job, regular work, regular chachma needs other chachmas. For example, somebody wants to be a doctor, he can't just learn medicine, he has to learn anatomy. He has to learn all different other sciences in order to be able to be a proper doctor. Somebody wants to be an astronomer, he has to learn all different types of math. Somebody wants to be an architect, he has to learn other chachmas before it. if he's to learn physics. Every chachma is based on many other chachmas, and they all feed into each other. There's no such thing as independent chachma. Every chachma has so much background work you need to do to be able to get to that chachma. However, says the Bein Leitim, that Rabbi Tarfon is teaching us, when it comes to Torah, Torah is different. Torah is its own independent chachma. It doesn't rely, it doesn't need any other chachma. You want to learn the sugi and sukkah daf ches. You want to learn the big math sugis and Erevin and all over Shas, different math sugis. You do not have to have a background in math. You can go along and get it all from the sugi. Rashi will explain to you from the Gemara, you'll be able to figure out. And Hashem will bless you. As you're working, you'll be able to understand everything. As I look to be in the Leit, and this is Dvarim Yiduim for every Ben Torah. So that's what Rabbi Tarfon in the second Mishnah is saying. Don't have excuses. Mimena. Because you can find everything inside the Torah. And that's why, when we speak about Tarzim, Tamima, Mashiach, Nafis, Edishem, Nemana, etc., it says, Mishpidei Hashem Emes Tzotku Yachtav. That means to say that Tzotku Yachtav with itself, all the different dinim complement each other. As you learn more and more Torah, you'll be able to discover more and more different Torah. Anima Makim Echav, Ashir Makim Achar. Yes. You know, to know brachas better, you have to know Shabbos. To understand Shabbos better, you need to know brachas. But in Torah, it's a home, its own framework, it's its own chiyus, and you can get everything from inside there. Chazal compare the Torah to five different liquids. Torah is compared to mayim, yayin, dvash, chalav, and shem. And they learned this from Sukkim. Yeah, Torah is compared to Torah is compared to mayim, yayin, dvash, chalav, and shem. So again, the Bina Leitim Tushman Gimel goes through all five. We like to speak about shemen. Shemen, Chazal say, doesn't mix in with other liquids. To tell you that it doesn't need any other chachma. It's independent. It has its own system, its own full extent of knowledge. You don't have to bring in any other chachma for anyone else. You don't have to mis'av, you don't have to mix in. You don't have to study anything else. Just from Torah, your mamish mamish can be zeiche to know everything that you need to know. Mamish just from the Torah alone. Listen to this. It says in Mishlei, a very famous pasuk, "Lachu lachmu balachmi." Mishlei Tes Parasakei, "Lachu lachmu balachmi." This means to say, HaKadosh Baruch says, "Go and eat my bread." My bread, referring to Torah. "Lachu go, lachmu balachmi." I should have said, "Lachu ichlu lachmi." Eat my bread. What's the lashon? "Lachmu balachmi." What is this lashon? "Lachmu," like go. Bread all of a sudden became a verb instead of bread being a noun. It's being used also as a verb. Lachmu balachmi. Go, let's go bread the bread. As if I would tell you, let's say it's time to eat chalent, I would say, have you chalented your chalent yet? Or have you ice creamed your ice cream? So when you're eating bread, the Navi refers to it, Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech refers to it and says, lachmu balachmi. That's strange. Why doesn't he just say, lachu echol balachmi? Come and eat my bread. Why does he speak about breading the bread? What's pshat in that lashon? So he says an amazing pshat. It says in the Torah by the man, Vayiru v'nei Yisrael, Vayomru ish al achiv, manhu. B'nei Yisrael saw the man for the first time. And what did they say? They said, manhu. Ki lo yadu ma'u. They didn't know what it was. Vayomru ma'ishalei. Ma'isha told them, hu ha'lechem asher nosan Hashem lechem le'ochla. This is the bread that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to eat. Now what does it mean that they said manhu because they didn't know what it was? How could they call it manhu if they don't know what it is? So Eben Ezra says, manhu means they're asking, what is this bread? Manhu, what is it? Rashi says, a different shot, manhu is a lashon mana, a portion. They're saying it's a portion of food, but we don't know what it is. But he learns, the Bina Leitim, that they were assuming, when you eat bread, you can't just eat bread day in, day out, morning, afternoon, night, only eat bread. A person can't just eat bread. He needs something with the bread. He needs maybe a jelly, he needs butter, peanut butter, a spread, gravy, cheese, meat. I don't know, he needs something to go along. He malafis the bread. You can't just eat plain bread. People can't handle such a thing. So Bnei Yisrael saw this man. They're like, what is that? You know, what does it look like? Looks like Zerah God, love on. Looks like little seeds, tiny little seeds. They're like, that's not a food. We asked for a meal. What is that? That must be the first course. Here, they said, look, the appetizer came in Yiddish. The farsh bayis is here. The man, that must be the first course. So they said, manhu, man is a lashon of, it's like the beginning of the meal. That's what they assumed it was, Sabina Leitim says. And then Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, no, you're making a big mistake. This is the bread itself. This is the bread. This is all you need. You don't need anything else forever except the man. Because the man is the main course. The man has it in every taste. Anything you want, you're never going to get bored of it. Over and over and over again. You'll be satisfied with just the man. It's the lechem. And you don't eat anything else with it. And that's why the pasuk says, "Lachu lachmu v'lachmi." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, unlike other dishes, other foods, you need to have something to go along with it. But Hashem says, don't just eat my bread. Bread my bread. Meaning to say, this is a meal in itself. This is something you're ever going to need. And this lechem is all you're ever going to need to have without any additions. No preservatives, no additives. You don't need anything because you'll find lechem to be all-inclusive, containing everything inside it. Because we're speaking about Torah. It doesn't need any help. It doesn't need any chochmas. If you have Torah, you'll have everything. Like the famous Gemara Nedarim, which I think somebody made into a song recently. The Dabe Kulabe. If you have inside you Torah, you have everything. Everything mamish. You're not missing anything. And if so, we can understand, there's a famous chazal that says, the Torah was given dafka to dar eichle aman, but there's a remes, which means to be able to learn Torah properly, you have to realize and understand and come to the conclusion that it's eichle aman, that this is I'm eating something which has everything in it that I want. When I'm learning Torah, I'll find every type of taste, every type of joy, anything I'm interested in, I'll find in Torah. I don't have to look anywhere else for anything because everything is inside Torah. And if I want to know science, I'll figure it out. Everybody knows that the Chazon Ish somebody came to him for a bracha for a brain surgery that he needed, some brain operation, and the Chazon Ish took out a piece of paper, drew him a picture of a brain, and said, give this to the surgeon, tell him to cut him from here. It's a whole story, and the guy, until the Chazon Ish passed away, never did a surgery again without going first to the Chazon Ish, because he realized how much the Chazon Ish knew. Now the Chazon Ish never went to medical school. Chazon Ish, where did he learn this from? From Sugis and Eil Trefis, Sugis and Mumin, from Tyra everywhere. Yeah, that's where he learned it from. Together with Rameo Aimer, call it Leimer Tyra Lishma, Zerichel Dvarim Harbe. If you want, I think there's a picture of this drawing, the original photocopy of this picture, the actual drawing, in Yeshurun. I think it's Chelik Yud Aleph, the one I'm on the Chazon Ish. I think it's Yud Aleph has in it this actual picture. Because in Tyra, your mamish could find everything. So that's why, l'chu l'achmu v'lachmi, this is it. This bread has in it everything. You don't need to have anything extra added to it. That's, again, like you said, that's why the Torah is compared to dafka to Shemin. Now, the different kelim in the Beis HaMikdash are meramis at different points. The menorah had seven branches altogether, right? The main one plus six on the sides, which a lot of svarim say is a remez to the seven chachmas. Chachma is divided, ancient Chacham divided into seven categories of Chachma, teaching you that if you have Torah, which is the Menorah Hazav, you have all Chachmas. And the reason why you light the Menorah, like we said, the Gemara says, is to show that this Menorah, Torah, doesn't need any help. It doesn't need anybody to prove anything from science. It doesn't need to prove itself right from some math book. Adarabah. Torah is the one that sheds light and brings Chachma to everything else in the world. So it sends out, it doesn't need to receive from anywhere else. And like the Gemara that we started with, the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mandalad, Rishum Levi says, a mahalach badara, if someone's going on the road, means he's thinking, he's involved in Torah. Ve'nim Levia. And he doesn't have those backgrounds, something to accompany him to help him get to Torah. He doesn't really, I don't know, he's missing his Gemara help book. He's missing his something which will help him with it. Don't worry. Yasek b'Torah. From Torah you'll get everything. You'll get everything you need. You won't need any external help for it. Shenemar ki levias chen. Because Torah is a levias, an accompaniment of chen. It will give you everything that you need. You don't have to bring anything from anywhere else at all. It says in Mishlei. Perek hey pasuk tezvav. Shesei mayim mevoirech. V'noyiz lemitoich be'erecha. It seems to be a repetition. Drink the water, drink the liquids. What's the difference between the two things? The answer is, this pasuk is telling you, other boyrois all get their water from somewhere else. It gets filled with rainwater. The water came in from somewhere else. But Torah is something that, farker, it supplies liquids to everywhere else. Drink from this water, because all the other places get from here. This is the source of all chachma. This is the ultimate place to be. So we've shown that these chaloimis of the Beis HaMikdash, these chaloimis, these windows in the Beis HaMikdash, they attest to the fact, k'mitzioin teitzei seira, that from the Beis HaMikdash went out all chachma. And Torah doesn't need any other chachma. I just want to tell you, the Ksav Sefer in this week's parasha shows that this doesn't just apply to all of chachma. It actually applies to to all of menschlichkeit, all of being a human being. Because we know that to be considered a Ben Tayer, you need two things. You need to be a big Talmud Chacham, and you need to be a tremendous Amidus. You have to be Madam Lachavera, a Me'urim, a Mabias, Mekubal al Abrias, to speak Benachas, to be Hashem Shemaim, it's Ava Yadacha. Of course, you need to have both these things together. Without the two, you're not a Yid. Like somebody mistakenly told me this week, I was speaking to somebody, he says, oh, in Shaduchim, he says, I just look for one thing, this fellow said to me. Only thing I care about is that you should have good midas. The one that I'm looking for of my son, my daughter, all I care about is midas. I'm not looking for any other things. If they also happen to be a Talmud Chacham, great. I don't believe them, because what if they find out that the person is not healthy, but they have beautiful midas? Are they still going to take them? I don't really think that's true. I think that there are other things which are important besides having good midas. In Yiddish they say, Abi Gesund, right? So, along with midas tayves, you definitely have to look for someone that is connected to Torah and is opposite Torah and involved in Torah. There's no question. But you need to have both. So Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, Rashi brings in the sixth parasha, was challenged by the Menorah. He wasn't sure how it could work out. Something was bothering him. So Hashem told him, Te'osa Menorah, and Rashi says, throw into the fire, it will become of itself. It will make its great itself. And the first of all are bothered what was so difficult about the Menorah more than anything else, and a lot of beautiful terutzim. The Ksav Sofer says, Moshe Rabbeinu had the following question. He says, I know the Menorah symbolizes a Talmud Chacham. And I know that the Tzitzim, the Prachim, the Kaftorim, the Gviim, all those little beautiful little engravings and designs and little things sticking out, little ornaments that were part of the Menorah, that were mixture with the Menorah, I know they symbolize Midas Tovis. Because you can't be a Talmud Chacham if you don't have these beautiful Midas also. It doesn't exist. But, says Moshe Rabbeinu, how could one get to those Midas Tovis? Maybe he needs to read Kant, he needs to read books in philosophy, he needs to read seven habits of successful people, he needs to read this book and that book. In order to be Matzliach, you have to go to off the Derech course and this and that, and bring in stuff to Yiddish guy, because Torah doesn't have it all. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by. L'chaira, I understand Torah, you learn Torah, you become a Talmud Chacham. But what about if someone wants to have all different types of tools into dealing with the psychological issues, probably has to go find out what this guy said, and this guy said, and what this Chacham said. So Moshe Rabbeinu was asking the Rabbi Shalom, I understand the Menorah, but what about the Perach on the Menorah, the Kaftar, the Gaviah, all the different types of Midas Tavis, which a Yid needs to acquire also, which is so part and parcel of being a Yid. How could he have that if he doesn't study external books? So the Rabbi Shalom told him, just be involved in Torah. Just be involved in Torah. And you'll be Zeichel Dvarim Harbe. And amongst that list that Rameir says at the end of Avos, in the beginning of the last parak, Nikra Rea, Ohuv, Oyev, people love him, he becomes a friend. How does he become a friend of everybody? Because by having Torah, he's going to be Zeichel to all the Midas Torah as a gift. So Nasas Me'aleh will be created on its own. Because all you need to do is learn Torah. And if you have that, you have everything. Good Shabbos.